November saw the release of an annual government-commissioned report on the state of the environment in the Czech Republic. While the gist of the report maintained that a number of factors continue to improve, including water quality and canalization, air quality was found to be a major problem. It found that in 2013, 55% of Czechs were still exposed to above-average levels of the toxic chemical benzopyrene. Additionally, many cities suffer from smog and ground-level ozone, while heating plants were found to account for 41% of dangerous PM10 particulate matter being inhaled by Czechs. Last year, the government spent more than 27 billion crowns on improving the environment. Since joining the EU, the country has been able to source around 120 billion crowns from EU funds to this end, but has only utilised 43% of total allocated funds for the 2007 to 2013 period. So is the new government doing enough? Vojtěch Kotecký is an expert on environmental matters in the Czech Republic, formerly representing the Hnutí Duha environmental campaign group and now with analytical firm Glopolis. I sat down with him to discuss the report's implications.
The annual report once again shows that the air quality in the Czech Republic is very bad. Last year, according to a conservative estimate, something like 1.6 thousand people died in the Czech Republic because of air pollution, and additional thousands and thousands of people are sick because of pollution in the air, so that this is an issue the government and city councils need to start dealing with.
And what is the cause of it? Is it because as a sort of post-communist country, it's still dealing with its old industrial machinery?
It's actually a combination of several different things in different parts of the country. In some parts of the Czech Republic, especially in the northeast, the main cause of air pollution, heavy air pollution there, is old heavy industry. And there's an increasing evidence that a substantial part of that is actually air pollution from Polish rather than Czech industry. But local Czech factories and especially steel mills are a significant part of the mix. In other parts of the country, especially in countryside, in some small villages, heating with coal is a significant problem. In some poor villages, people continue to heat their homes with coal in old stoves, and in some cases, people even use waste.
So one possible solution to that might be, perhaps not the most ecological, but to switch to natural gas.
A switch to natural gas is a beneficial move, but it is sort of trap. This is what government heavily subsidized in early 90s, and it genuinely helped to improve air quality in many Czech villages. The problem is that when the price of natural gas increased, people switched back to coal.
So what can be done to encourage people in such villages to use more environmentally friendly and also methods that are better for their own health, because they're the ones that are ending up breathing this smoke?
It seems that the only way we can deal with this local heating problem is that the government subsidizes insulation of houses and clean renewable heating, which does not cause air pollution, whether is it modern high-tech stoves that use biomass pellets or solar heating and other solutions that use locally sourced renewable sources and at the same time do not cause unnecessary air pollution.
Given recent scandals regarding the subsidization of solar panels, is that an idea that anyone in the government is going to want to listen to right now?
Despite all the problems, it seems that the government understands the need to support solar heating, and there are subsidies available for households that want to install solar heating so that they decrease their use of gas or coal, especially for warm water.
And is this something that the Czech national government does better in, or is it something that it sort of requires a nudge from the European Union and also obviously money, which is always welcome, to fix?
The Czechoslovak government was very successful in early 90s. We had very strong air pollution legislation, which actually substantially improved the problem. The problem was much, much, much worse in late 80s or early 90s. And just for example, we decreased sulfur dioxide emissions by more than 90% over the 1990s, which was a big success. The problem is that this process has slowed down over the last several years, and we need to combine European and national legislation in order to deal with the problem.
The Czech government has said that it wants to spend 9 billion crowns in 2015 subsidising a switch from old-fashioned stoves, while another 30 million has been set aside for the promotion of energy-saving and renewable energy sources. I contacted the Ministry of the Environment and they put me in touch with the ministry's head of air quality division, Gabriela Sobrava. I began by asking her if the government intends to react on a policy level to the rather disconcerting findings of the report.
Why is air quality in the Czech Republic relatively poor? Well, main issue, meteorological conditions. We can't do
You're suggesting the main problem that the air quality is poor is meteorological conditions as opposed to actual emissions of...
Not the most important, but one of the important ones. The biggest problem regarding air quality in the Czech Republic are suspended particles and benzopyrene.
Where do they come from?
They come mostly from local heating in households, from traffic, and partly from energy plants and other industry sources. There is a problem with local heating in households because we have very limited ways to manage or somehow eliminate poor or obsolete boilers in households. We can somehow promote this change, but up to now we can't insist on it. We have such an instrument in Air Protection Act, which came in force in 2012, and says that from 2022 there can't be any boiler in household worse than emission class cert, that's our standards for boilers. So it effectively eliminates the worst boilers causing the mass part of air pollution.
So you're saying this will just gradually be phased out over time, is that what you're suggesting? That their use will just gradually slowly disappear, which will then cause an improvement in air quality?
I hope so.
And what about, in general, people burning coal in this day and age for their own heating? Is there some way to eliminate burning of coal?
We can somehow promote change of fuels as we plan to implement under the operational program replacement of obsolete boilers by the new one, burning especially biomass.
So is the Environment Ministry at the moment committed to basically seeing that in a report in 1 year's time and in a few more years' time shows a demonstrable improvement in air quality as compared to the latest report?
Well, definitely, because all these activities we are taking just for this purpose, to improve air quality in the Czech Republic. And under a number of analyses, the ways are exactly replacement of boilers in households. Some activities implement on stationary sources, and also number of activities regarding transport or traffic.
That's a question of, like, from what I understand, city councils. So how is the ministry coordinating with city councils to reduce traffic or working nationwide?
We gave to city councils an instrument to reduce traffic within their areas or within settlements by designing so-called low emission zones. And it's their power, if it's possible, to design such a low emission zones. There are several conditions connected to possibility to make such a zone.
In our interview, Wojciech Kotecký picked up on the problem of car pollution in the Czech Republic.
A third part of the problem is air pollution in big cities, which is primarily caused by car traffic. This is something not very unusual. You know the same problem from West European countries. It seems that in Prague, Brno and other Czech cities, air pollution actually kills more people than car accidents do. This is something city councils rather than the national government need to deal with. And it seems that, for example, the London congestion charge would be of great inspiration. And actually, Prague City Council has been thinking about this approach for several years already.
So why the delay? Why is it still in the studying stages?
Things are much slower in this country. It comes to governance, and Prague may be a cosmopolitan metropolis, but it's definitely not Berlin or London. Czech politicians, even politicians in Prague, are slower when it comes to some things.
And you don't think there's any kind of ideological resistance or anything like that in terms of we must let the market, you know, the invisible hand of the market, because we've suffered through communism, we can't possibly regulate or limit that in any way?
I think that this used to be a part of the problem. For example, Prague City Council something like 10 years ago, but it has heavily improved because the council understood that they need to deal with the situation. The real problem is a combination of political and bureaucratic neglect, inability to move things, very slow processing of decisions and focus on other issues. Prague City Council basically spent the last like 15 years building roads rather than dealing with excessive car traffic in the city.
There's a relatively new coalition government in place. How would you rate their, well, both their theoretical policies and their actual, what they've actually done, their records, their track record so far in terms of the air quality?
The government claims that it wants to deal with air pollution just like every previous government in last 10 or so years did. The real question is whether it will come with new legislation, whether it will come with new money for subsidies for households and with other solutions. And this is where we still need to see. In theory, it seems that the government is prepared to work with things and to deal with things, and it understands what needs to be done. But in this country, quite often the real question is not whether politicians understand what should be done in theory, but whether they are able to prepare practical decisions, whether they are able to put money on the table to propose, draft real tough legislation and so on. And that will be a real test for this government.
So there's no even draft legislation or anything currently making its way through the halls of power?
We had a major change in air quality law something like 3 years ago. It was sort of improvement, and we still need to see how far it will be able to go. But I think that the much more important question right now will be whether the government will be able to work with that regulation to deal with individual factories, whether it will be able to open serious negotiations with Poland about Polish air pollution, whether it will put much, much more money for insulation of houses and renewable heating, because this is something the government, again, understands in principle. Some money is available, but it's definitely not enough.
How much is needed? Billions?
Billions of crowns. The environmental groups estimated that something like €500 million would be necessary annually to deal with the problem over the next 10 or 20 years. Mm. And last but not least, the government should somehow understand that the problems that need to be dealt with by city councils are to some extent also government's problems, and that it should go to the city councils and either force them to act or work with them to start dealing with car pollution in cities.
Environmentalist Wojciech Kotecki, ending that edition of Panorama by Dominic Yoon.